Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Radio Live Inside Hump Day Wednesday. Hey, welcome to the show, everybody. 917-889-3926. 1007 on the East Coast, 707 on the West Coast. Well, again, welcome to the show. Coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida tonight. Hanging with CeeLo, live out of Charlotte. Welcome to the show.
Okay, I'm sorry. Good morning.
Maybe not.
Good morning in the afternoon. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now.
Oh, okay. Am I too loud? I'm trying something new.
You're good to go.
Okay. Thank you. I apologize. Welcome, everyone.
Welcome, welcome. All the way live from Chesapeake, VA, we have Domain. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, Phoebe.
One more time. I think you were cut off.
I said, all right, and Bony Nachos. Good evening, everyone.
Absolutely. We missed all that. All the way live from Newark, Delaware. Give it up for Toya. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Good evening, everybody. How are you?
What's good? Tonight we have a guest inside Hump Day Wednesday. I don't want to chop the name up, so CeeLo, go right ahead.
Oh, well, joining us this evening will be Mr. Jonathan Brasfield, and he's going to educate us about renewable energy. Yeah.
Renewable energy, but
you know what? It's crazy because it's in the news, so it's not like it's something that... you know, that's like a hobby, you know.
When you say renewable energy, make sure you're not, we're not talking about body energy. We're talking about energy as a green.
Yeah, we're not talking about metaphysics, no, by any means. We're talking about energy that comes from renewable resources.
Right. Hey, I just want to share something that just came across the wire, which is very tragic, in my opinion. I know that he just resigned from Apple it seems like a few weeks ago. But I just want to share with the world that Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple, pronounced dead at 56 years old.
Wow.
After just stepping down from running Apple, again, was it just a month and a half ago?
About a month and a half ago.
Yeah, his battle.
But he had stepped down over health issues anyway.
Yeah, definitely. I know he was taking like some time off. Steve Jobs, he founded Apple when he was 21 years old, just 21 years old, and died of cancer. So that's pretty sad.
Wow.
That's pretty sad. And that's pretty young, 56 years old. So, you know,
that's our parents' age.
Yeah, many of us are chasing dreams and, you know, we're just trying to be successful in life. Steve Jobs, I think, represents the epitome of success. But I want to say this, you know, nothing goes at the cost of, you know, your body and your health. You know, cancer is something that people are saying is preventable. We still don't know, you know, what cancer is and how it's, you know, how it really all comes together. But what I say is just, you know, try to balance it out as best you can. Try to live as stress-free as possible, because I would have to believe that someone like Steve Jobs was definitely under a lot of stress. He's been under a lot of stress for a lot of years. With a company as successful as Apple.
Right, because you have to be, you know, ahead of your people. Right. You have to be a step ahead of your competition at all times. So it's like... What happened?
That's stressful. That's very stressful.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And, you know, but the thing is that he also did what he loved. So there was a, you know, there was a beautiful side to it as well. But he stepped down when... You know, it became necessary.
I think 56 years old is way too young for anybody to pass
to retire.
I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how much you enjoy it. I think to die at 56, you know, from something like cancer is like way too young, you know, period.
Again, because that's like our parents' age, for real.
Yeah, so big up to Steve Jobs. And I take the time to pause for the cause because everything I use is Apple. Everything. I do everything Apple, you know, so I got much respect for the technology and the founder of the technology. Let's go to a song. We'll be right back. Inside Hump Day Wednesday, we have a guest. We'll talk about energy, reusable energy specifically. We got the Angels hanging out. Toya, live out of Newark. Didi, live out of Chesapeake. And CeeLo, live out of Charlotte. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida. 10:12. 12. We'll be right back.
With something like a phenomena, headed straight to the top in the elevator, spending bread like it's the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Yeah, over here we got pop, girl, move your body, cause the party don't stop. And I be in the jam, the plan my own car. They can't understand why the hands is all rock. They used to ride huffies with the pack, now ride huffies in the act. That looks like Buffy in the back. These rappers that get smacked, I treat them like cussies in the trap. You like what? 300 for the bub? I'm like, what's 300 for the bub? We in the club on E, and mommy won't talk on me. If you with a girl, so I'm trying to cut on three. And the Timbs is Gucci, Air Force is Louis. Stupid jewelry, I'm stuck in my ways. Smoke kush that I had your stuff for days. $1,000 outfits, goddamn it, we paid.
What I'm saying like a phenomena. Headed straight to the top in the elevator. Spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Yeah, what else? And life of a rocker. Fine wine and soup made from lobster. Nothing but dimes on my roster. Cartier flair, so I dress them in posses. My cash is up, stash is tough. My new bitch badass fattest. I'm riding clean, high as a cloud. Billionaire club, no brokenness allowed. I was a youngin', now look, I'm a boss. Making fireworks, popping champagne cork. So y'all can go and take you a picture. And send my alcohol straight, no mixer. From the grind to the shine, from the hoop to the coupe, now I'm flying all the time. The bottom line is, she a dime beer. Would never decline me stepping behind me.
I'm saying like a phenomena. Headed straight to the top in the elevator. Spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Okay, I'm in the strip club with a vial in a stack. With them dimes that I need a model on my lap. Put ones in the rack, make that ass clap. Took her to the crib, hit a ghetto from the back. Ma, if you gon' ride on top, she out of that. That boy Vane hard on the track, see Alice rap. Shorty half red, half brown, half black. $300 weave and still she fat that. In fact, I put 22s on it. You hear them say, he threw the big shoes on it. What bank the bread is in the bed? Shout to my PhD in the fed. Yeah, I'm all ghetto docs mismatching. But you don't seem to mind when my crew's clashing. The cable is all glitz, cream cheese in my pocket. Special on the wrist, all ghetto with it.
Like a phenomena. Headed straight to the top in the elevator. Spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
J-toes and pose and stiletto.
Let's go.
Jeans sag due to the metal.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
Nothing on the beat, seems so special. Shoes on the whip, ice on the vessel. We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto. We keeps it all ghetto.
Tim Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for joining us this Hump Day Wednesday. It's about 10:16 here on the East Coast. For those of you who are just joining us and haven't already heard, Steve Jobs, who is the former CEO, he is a founder of Apple. Co-founder of Apple, I should say, passed away today after a long battle with, I believe it was pancreatic cancer, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, rest in peace to him. Our prayers are with his family. And, you know, he's touched a lot of lives. You know, when you read some of the blogs online, people talk about how wonderful of a person he was, you know, not just a visionary as far as technology is concerned. So a big loss, big loss. So.
Definitely. Big up.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Yes, our condolences. You know, and keeping with, you know, what's going on in the news, you know, we weren't on the air Monday, but Amanda Knox, if you guys are familiar with her case, she was charged with and actually been serving time for allegedly killing her roommate over in Italy.
Right.
And she, they overturned her conviction, so she will be coming home, and I think it's been 4 years.
She's home today.
She came
home today. Yeah. She came home today. I was just talking about that earlier.
and stay, because they dismissed all the charges because there was no DNA tying her or her boyfriend to the crime. Yeah. So, you know,
and her family's saying they're like
held on long enough,
broke. Oh yeah, they did, especially for not having. Yeah, her family's saying they're broke. They've lost all their money, paying for legal fees and lawyers. But I'm quite sure, with her story, they'll be making that plus some back. You know, people usually get paid off of stories like this. So, you know, maybe her paying to turn into some type of triumph for her and her family. You know, crazy. But yeah, she was finally set free.
Yes, congratulations.
Do you think she's due some type of compensation for being held falsely?
Why? She probably did kill the girl.
I didn't follow the story too much. I just know, you know, the little tidbits about it. But there are people who are convicted and held in jail and prison for longer than that who didn't commit the crime, and they're not compensated, so why should she be compensated? I mean, it's a legal system, and that's the type of thing. I mean, I know she wasn't here in the U.S., but those are the types of things that we vote for, and those are the systems we have in place, so you got to roll with it. I know it sounds terrible, but that's what we agree to. You know, you get a trial. If they find you guilty, that's just what it is. What can you do about it but apply for an appeal? That's what she did, and it was overturned. But that's the type of legal system we kind of
exactly. And that was a tidbit of entertainment and national.
No doubt.
I really didn't miss that sound.
There are plenty of things to talk about. I can't wait for this one to talk about with entertainment and national news. But do you guys remember the model who killed and cut up and cooked her husband back in like 1991?
No.
Okay. There was a woman. She was a newlywed. She killed her husband. She chopped him up and then cooked his body parts. This was like back in 1991, in California.
Well, you're like extra loud tonight. You're like over.
I asked you, but hold on, sir.
In the very beginning, she asked.
How about now? am I as loud? I'm serious, guys. I'm trying something new, so I really
you're
need
not loud
input.
To me, but he's listening to everyone, you know, in a different type of setting. So, is she still loud?
Are you in a closet?
I mean,
you sitting in the bathroom in the bathtub?
At your mama house.
On a speakerphone. And she thinks you're sexy, too. You could be my stepdaddy. Don't start. This ain't even Friday. Come on.
917-889-3926. Hey, welcome to the show, everybody. You're inside of Hump Day Wednesday, and we just bug out like that. Hey, it is October the 5th, 2011. Can y'all believe it's almost Halloween?
It was my birthday, the national holiday.
It was just the summertime. Now
it's over now.
It's already harvest time.
Right. Like the the Rosh Hashanah? Isn't that about to start or something?
Rosh Hashanah started last Thursday. Yom Kippur is coming up this Friday. We are right now in the Feast of the Trumpets right now. We sound the trumpets last Thursday. 10 days leading up to Yom Kippur. So here we go. Again, 917-889-3926. Jump on it, my friends. We have a special guest coming up. It's going to help us with recycled energy, helping us to understand the benefits of recycled energy.
I don't know about. Okay. Yeah. He's actually on the line now. I would love to bring him on before we go to another song. excuse me for that. So. Mr. Jonathan Brasfield, how are you doing this beautiful evening? Welcome to TM Hyman Radio Live.
Hey, Cela, I'm doing great. How about you guys tonight?
Welcome to the show, sir.
Yes, welcome.
Glad to be here. Glad to be a part of it. Obviously, it was tragic to hear about the loss of Steve Jobs. He's been such a pioneer in the area of technology in this country, and you know, obviously, you know, that's a great loss for us.
No, absolutely.
Yes, exactly. Well, I wanted to get right down to business as to why I invited you to join us on the show this evening. And I know that this is a field of expertise for you with renewable energy. Now, for those of us, for those that do not know what renewable energy is, can you explain and first tell everyone who you are and yeah, let us know what renewable energy is all about?
Okay, yeah, I'd be happy to do that. My name is Jonathan Brassfield. I go by JB. All my friends and family call me JB. You know, by I guess by education, I'm actually an attorney. I went to Vanderbilt. Went to Vanderbilt Law School. Also have my MBA from Vanderbilt University. And it's interesting. My experience in the energy field actually came by happenstance, by being introduced to one of the premier players in the network marketing of energy, that being Stream Energy. And I'm actually actively involved as, you know, with their sales and marketing division, Ignite. And so as part of my foray into getting my Ignite franchise off the ground, I spent quite a bit of time just taking a deep dive into, you know, understanding the energy markets in the United States and kind of the who, what, when, why, and how, you know, we're able to basically provide the light, you know, the natural gas, et cetera, that basically powers America. So, you know, to speak specifically to renewable energy, the differentiator between, you know, what's deemed renewable energy and kind of the standard fare, you know, energy that we think of when we get our electricity is the fact that renewable energy is derived from sources that, or quite frankly, the generation of it is created by use of any other means other than, you know, burning a hydrocarbon to generate that energy. So when you think about solar, when you think about wind, when you think about hydrothermic, i.e. when water runs and spins a turbine, those would be forms of renewable energy, if you will.
Wow. I feel like, yeah, see. And then, like, but in layman's terms, right, for those of us who, like, still may not understand, in layman's terms, what mm-hmm. does that mean for us as a country? Like, what does that mean for us?
Well, think about right now the challenges that we have, you know, just when we roll up to the pump, right? Oil, you know, and gasoline are such essential parts of our existence, and they have such a critical role, you know, in either the rise or the fall of our economy. So as we, you know, as we continue to further explore in this country other means to generate the energy that we need to, you know, maintain or improve our quality of life, you know, really exploring other means of energy generation becomes critically important. Hence, you see the push that the Obama administration has had with moving to, quote-unquote, you know, clean energy technologies. You look at the funding that's been provided to really, you know, get the get the wind farms off the ground in this country. You look at the funding that's been provided at the federal and even at the state levels in some places to really bring solar, you know, technologies more into the fold. That's for good reason because,
right,
you know, our source of energy as it relates to oil-based, fossil-based fuels, you know, hydrocarbonated fuel, it's finite, okay? It's going to run out at some point. However, I don't think in our lifetime, you know, the energy from the sun is going to run out. I don't think
right.
in our lifetime, you know, the ability to use water to power that turbine to generate electricity is going to run out. So it's really, you know, it's really about making it a business practical means of generating that energy, so that it's a, so that the cost of leveraging those technologies, you know, are reduced to the point that, you know, it becomes commercially more desirable than, you know, us digging in the ground, you know, pumping oil out of the ground and or coal out of the ground and using those as primary means to supply the electricity that this country, you know, requires.
Right, right. Well, I want to hear more from you and then also allow, you know, the panel to ask you questions. But
sure.
We're going to go ahead and take a break. And you are tuned to TM Hyman Radio Live.
Right back in a minute. It's 10:28. We'll be back, everybody. Welcome back.
You're
TMI Radio Live. We good like that. We can adjust. You are in tune to see him on Radio Live with our special guest,
Mr. Jonathan Brasco.
Mr. Brasco, how does Cars in the new I guess marketing campaign that the manufacturers have to market us electric cars? How does electric cars and with recyclable or renewable energy works? Is this a good thing? I'm assuming it's a good thing for this transition in energy, if you will. Is that correct?
It depends on what side of the argument that you're on. I would submit to you, from my perspective, it's a great thing. Any time that we can take, hydrocarbons out of the atmosphere that is going to make our air a little bit cleaner for us to breathe, that's a good thing. Anytime we can burn a little less oil, a little less fossil fuel, a little less gasoline, that's going to make our air cleaner, that's a good thing. So let's take some of the commercial technologies that you just spoke of in the automotive sector. Obviously, the Toyota Prius has, established itself as a front runner in the, electric / hybrid market, and that's for good reason. Because wouldn't you agree? It's preferable to get 40 plus miles per gallon than 13, 14 that you get with some of the, some of the gasoline power engines that are out there.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
And oh, by the way, you're putting less pollutants in the air. Now, many argue that, automobiles and, the factories that build them as well as the other industrial, complexes, those are the largest emitters of pollution. Well,
right.
If you start building clean technology cars like the Prius, like the Chevy Volt, et cetera, that, aren't burning fossil fuels or do so, at a de minimis, rate compared to, their gasoline-powered counterparts, I would be hard-pressed to make the argument that that isn't a good thing. So when you look at the savings in terms of fuel consumption, you look at the significant reduction in, hydrocarbon emissions, it gives us a fighting chance to leave the earth in the, hopefully a little bit better shape for our generations that are to come.
Yeah.
Right. And, and the fact that with renewable energy, because of, the deregulations that are coming into play, and then in some places already are in play, you have where it's like it's going to cost more. The price of energy is going to go up, but then the price for renewable energy is going to go down because of the competition. So it's a viable. I mean, I think it's a viable option.
It is. But let me also challenge that now, because when you look at our great Midwest, the corn capital of the world, here's what we're seeing.
You can use corn as energy.
You think about all of the corn that's been raised. You think about the Great Plains states of Iowa, Illinois, Nebraska, et cetera, where you can drive through these states and just see corn fields as far as the eye can see. Well, these farmers that used to be raising this corn, for seed and for feed, for cattle, are now diverting that corn to, you guessed it, ethanol plants. Well,
right.
here's a factoid that you probably wasn't aware of. While ethanol is certainly a cleaner burning energy than gasoline, the cost of energy to produce ethanol is actually higher than the cost that it takes to refine gasoline.
Right.
Well, probably didn't know that. So while it's a cleaner technology at the point of consumption, you know, the actual manufacturing of the product itself actually requires more energy. And, oh, by the way, you're burning hydrocarbons to produce ethanol. So it's kind of one of those dogs chasing the tail, you know, kind of argument that's, you know, one of the darker little secrets that's kind of kept, you know, it's not really, you know, spoken out loud, you know, as it relates to biofuel generation. So, you know, in short, is it a good thing that we have other alternatives in terms of how we generate our energy? Absolutely. But, it all comes at a cost. So really the exercise that we'll have to continue to go through in this country as we assess our various alternatives for energy generation is, you know, what are the costs that we're willing to bear as a society, and what resources are we willing to put behind, you know, getting to those cleaner technologies? Because it's no secret. It's significantly less expensive to get coal out of the ground and burn that coal in a coal-fired generation plant than it is to build a wind turbine farm, than it is to build solar panels in mass and deploy those solar panels in a way that they can generate the equivalent level energy. The upfront capital outlay in getting those technologies up and running and to a level of commercial acceptance, you know, is going to require billions of dollars of capital to, if you will, displace, you know, technologies like you know, the old coal-fired plant. Now, one form of energy that we haven't discussed is nuclear, okay, which, quite frankly, is one of the cleanest ways to produce energy. But as you guys know, in light of the, you know, the fiascos that happened with Three Mile Island, with Chernobyl, you know, most recently with the tsunami over in Japan and the rupture of those nuclear reactors, you know, the consuming public's appetite for nuclear energy, you know, has significantly lessened. And, again, that's going to be a raging debate that's going to continue because, you know, dollar for dollar, you know, nuclear is actually the most inexpensive, you know, alternate, you know, energy generation technology.
Now, when we hear nuclear, we typically think danger, Batman, get out of Dodge. We want no parts of it. I think of radiation when I think of nuclear. So kind of help us to understand nuclear energy and how that could be beneficial.
Well, you know, we have a Nuclear Energy Regulatory Commission for a reason. You know, that's a federal body that actually governs and ensures that the nuclear plants that are actually brought online in this country, you know, are operating at safe thresholds. You know, each of these plants have technology that constantly monitors the operations of those plants, both in terms of their power generation, but also in terms of, you know, their emissions of radiation. Because, as you know, radiation, you know, a radiation hazard, you know, can be a grave hazard, and there's no getting around that. There's no sugarcoating it. However, it goes back to that discussion that I just kind of touched on earlier. You know, what's the cost benefit of what we are willing to stomach as a country in terms of having access, you know, to the energy that we desire to, you know, drive and improve our current standards of living, you know, versus, you know, some other technology. And that's the debate that's going to continue in this country, and they're going to be easily answered. So while nuclear is, in fact, feared, you know, when you really examine the facts, you know, the cost per generation of kilowatt hour for nuclear power is actually lesser than any other technology.
Wow. And like, who would have known that, though? Like, I didn't know that.
It's tough to get the excitement level up, right? Because, you know, we don't even think about the years that have gone by since nuclear technology came online in this country that we've enjoyed, you know, that we've enjoyed the energy that's been generated from those plants. You know, all we really kind of, you know, hearken on are those, you know, and truly unfortunate incidents in which we've had, you know, in which that infrastructure, you know, failed and, you know, radiation leaked.
Can I get one more question in before we go to break? I know CeeLo wants to go to break. When I think of global warming, I was recently watching the movie This Is It, Michael Jackson. I mean, clearly, you know, if you are a Michael Jackson fan, the trial has you pulling out Michael Jackson memorabilia right now.
Sure.
In This Is It, the movie, Michael Jackson said, "We have 4 years to save the planet, only 4 years, and then there's no way to reverse the damage that we've done to the planet." How does global warming, for where we are right now, in the planet, and is it to a point where it's irreversible to the damage that we've done? How does that fit into renewable energy? We'll talk about that more when we come back. Our special guest, Jonathan, I don't want to mess up the last name. Can you pronounce your last name again, sir?
Bradfield.
Mr. Bradfield, we're talking about renewable energy, something that you probably have never thought about. He said it. It's a boring topic. It's nothing to get all excited about. But guess what? I think it's an important topic. We'll be back right after this.
You're in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
Causing that. You know, on the one hand,
you have the camp that says, hey, that's caused by all of the burning of the hydrocarbons, which is basically creating a thicker, it's creating a thicker ozone layer. So, one, it holds in the heat to the earth a little bit longer that would otherwise dissipate into space. The other, piece of that camp is that when the sun rays, shine down through it, right, it's more intense. So, I've read all kind of arguments in that regard. The second is, the alternate argument is that, the earth has gone in cycles of warming, and thawing and cooling off, over tens of thousands of years. And we are just coming into another cycle. So, no matter what we're doing in terms of man-made activities, we can't collectively generate enough heat, quote-unquote, on this earth to cause that kind of massive change, in our climate. So the scientists on that side of the argument, they cry hogwash. That's not what's going on. This is not a man-made or man-created condition. So where's the truth? I believe it's somewhere in the middle. I do believe that our actions have in some measure impacted our climate, but can we point definitively and say, what we've done has, is the sole cause? Anyone would be hard-pressed to make that as a sole argument.
That's fair. That's fair. And thank you for your eloquent explanation. And I think it's from a very – it sounds to me to be from a very objective place. So thank you for that response. I know that Toya knows a little bit more about energy. Toya, if you want to jump in there, you've been kind of quiet on this front.
Well, not so much about energy, but I did hear Jonathan mention the fact that he's involved in Ignite. I guess he's a business owner as part of Ignite, which is a network marketing type of business, correct?
That is correct.
Yes, and we're all very much into network marketing. I think everyone involved in the panel on the call is has some type of network marketing business that they're involved in right now. Did you want to give the listeners a little information or background on Ignite and, how they can become involved with that? I think it started, I believe, in Texas, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it sounds like you've done a little bit of your homework.
No homework. I have someone who my manager actually in my full-time day job, she is a business owner in Ignite. So I'm familiar with the program, and it's a decent program. I'm already involved in something else that's kind of like a conflict of interest, but I would like for you to get that information out to the people so they, can learn a little more about it just in case they may be interested in, joining.
Okay, absolutely. Again, I'll be happy to do that. Ignite is simply the sales and marketing division of Strength Energy, which is the largest network marketer of energy services.
Someone please mute their phone. Can you mute your phone, please, someone? I'm sorry, we can hear the echo, making it difficult to hear Jonathan. Thank you.
Did it go?
I'm sorry, Jonathan. Okay. Thank you.
Is that better?
Yes, I apologize.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, so... So basically, Ignite is the sales and marketing division of Stream Energy. And Stream Energy, again, was the originator of network marketing in the industry, taking advantage of, what I believe is going to be the single largest transfer of wealth from the public sector to the private sector, which is the deregulation of the energy market. What we're talking about here, folks, is the transfer of about $500 billion. And that's trillion with a T of wealth from the public sector to the private sector, as entrepreneurs like myself take advantage of energy deregulation. So to speak, just real quickly about Ignite and its performance, we've grown from our startup in 2005 in Dallas, Texas, from doing $70 million our first year as a startup to this year, we will be somewhere in the order of 1.2 to 1.3 billion in annualized revenue in just 6 short years. There's only one company that had first 6 years of financial growth that was stronger than our company. And this is a small company that many of you may have heard of. It's called Google. But here's the kicker. Google did it as an international company. We amassed this level of performance, quite frankly, in only 2 states, Texas and Georgia, because those financials for Maryland and Pennsylvania, which are our two most recent states in which we've opened up energy operations, you know, basically weren't even baked into those financials. So we closed out 2010 doing about 9.2 million in annualized revenue. This year, again, when those Maryland and Pennsylvania financials are baked in, you know, we will be at the 1.2 to 1.3 billion, which should suggest to you that we're really on to something, because we're growing at about a 40% annualized clip in what is still a very fragile economy. So that should also tell you that this is a recession-proof business model. And why is that? It's because we are dealing with, you guessed it, energy. This is a life essential service that's already baked into everybody's budget. And guess what? We're going to pay our energy bill before we stop paying we're going to stop buying and paying for a whole lot of other stuff before we stop paying our energy bill. And so Ignite affords me as an Ignite associate the opportunity to do 2 things. One, I get to bless people for free by helping them understand a choice that they may not have realized they had, which is to choose their energy supplier in those markets where that energy market has been deregulated. And then secondly, I get to bless my family, friends, and interested entrepreneurs, you know, by helping them understand a way that they can earn some supplemental income by getting paid when energy bills get paid. I got to tell you, it's been an incredible ride for me.
Yeah. And, yes, and so if you just joined us, you've missed a very informative show. But you can always check out the podcast at TM Hyman Radio Live at blogtalk at TM Hyman Radio.
When we come back, I just want to make sure we're driving the point home on energy tonight. We'll talk about whether you rent, whether you own, if you have shelter, if you plug anything into the wall to use it, this impacts you. We're talking about energy, the things that you use everyday basic things. When we come back, I want to talk about the difference between, again, I'm a little stuck on nuclear energy. So I want to go back to nuclear energy because I have a specific question, but we'll talk about it after this. It's 11:01. Thanks for rocking with us tonight. Inside Hump Day Wednesday.
Hey, you. Ever feel tired or stressed out like you're carrying a weight of the world on your shoulders? Come here. Let me tell you something. Massages for Life is coming to Hampton Roads. What's Massages for Life? Yo, it's the ultimate massage spa. Once you log on to the website, it's www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com. Or better yet, won't you just call Dee Dee? Her number is 757-270-6469. That's Massages for Life. Yo, they hooked me up. The stress is gone. Won't you let them do the same for you? Massages for Life. www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com or call Dee Dee, 757-270-6469. Tell her you heard it on TM Holland Radio Live.
Always there when you call, wanna swing dick like no other. I know I got a lot of things I need to explain, but baby, you know the name, and love is about pain. So stop the complaints, you drop the order of strength. Our sex life's a game, so back me down in the paint. I can't wait no more, cause it's about a quarter past three, and sure they die me. I got the Bentley Ballet, and I'm just outside of Jersey, past the Palisades, and I love to see that ass in boots and shades. Throw down on the bed while I'm yanking your braids. Down. You never thought I'd make you smile while I'm smacking your ass and fucking you all wild. But we share something so rare, but who cares? You cares, baby.
I'm not always there when you call, but I'm
come on, pull it together. It's only a sun shower. We've been through worse weather like that. Stormy night, you wrote a dear John letter. It took my Benz and keyed and cut the leather. Bitch, you know better. You're an M.O.B. Money over bitches, murder I.N.C. I got two or three hoes for every V. And I keep you drugged up off that ecstasy. I'm a playground legend like Kirkland Pee-wee. They my nigga in the league, got more game than me. I play harder, so many women I bothered. Meet them with scars and send them home hot and bothered. Truth to dare, this life ain't apparently fair. And a love with no glare is a crystal stare. But we share something so rare. But who cares? You cares, baby.
I'm not always there when you call, but I'm
in the coldest weather, and when I play, you play the same way. You freak me, baby. I fuck you crazy, then I'm gone. Baby, don't really want me to get up and leave off that easy. Should be waking up wet for cheesy. Remind these bitches to mind these business. Believe me, this game is very religious, and I'm built like a dumb bitch. Gold deep fish, money green bins, and my hoes is my witness. The life we share is a tug of fear. But who cares? You care, baby.
I'm good. say I left my pain in Paris. Why can't you see shit my way? You on that lonely highway. My car still on that driveway. Feels like I'm dying slowly. Feels like what more can I say? I made you face your fears. I think we could've made it. Thought I told you I love you. Maybe we should've waited. How could you ever doubt me? When I stood by you proudly, I would've gave my last breath. Now you can't breathe without me.
You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live.
TM Hyman Radio Live. Thank you for joining us, and we've had a wonderful guest on evening, Mr. Jonathan Brassfield. Thank you for joining us and enlightening us, sir. You are always
Jonathan,
welcome.
Where does nuclear, where can one find nuclear energy in this country right now? Can you call up? I'm in Florida, so my power company is Tampa Bay Electric. Can you call up your electric company right now and ask for an alternative in nuclear energy?
You can contact your congressperson.
Well, let me make sure I understand the question as you formulate it. You know, some of the markets,
is it available now? Is it available now as a service, as a product?
Nuclear energy? Oh,
yes.
Absolutely. There are actually 104 nuclear reactors in the United States. I don't know if you realize that.
No clue. I was very intrigued by you just sharing that information, and as I process it, see, CeeLo thinks you have to contact your congressman to get it. So I'm glad I'm asking this question.
No, there are 104 nuclear reactors in the United States. But here's the scary thing about it. There are actually four of those that are active, that they're actually near active fault lines. Now, so when we look at what happened over in Japan, when we look at, you know, what happened at Three Mile Island, we look at what happened at Chernobyl over in Russia, you know, what, 1985, 1986, you know, that becomes a little unnerving. And why is that? You have to understand, how does nuclear energy work? How is power generated from nuclear energy? You know, most of the nuclear reactors in the United States are actually powered by, you know, the heat that's given off by, you know, refined uranium. Uranium is actually the element that is in those nuclear rod cores that, you know, that are in nuclear reactors. So basically, the way it works is, you know, when that uranium engages in a fission reaction, you know, that gives off an intense heat. It's that intense heat that actually creates steam. That steam then powers the turbine that that generates the electricity that then goes out through the lines, the wires, and poles, you know, to your home. Now, when you look at, you know, you look at the power that can be generated by uranium compared to, say, you know, oil. Okay. 1 kilogram, just 1 kilogram of usable uranium is the energy equivalent of over 200 barrels of oil, okay, and over 400 tons of coal. So when you think about the operating cost of nuclear energy compared to those other two forms of energy that's actually, you know, creating the power that turns the turbine, which in turn, you know, creates the electricity that we consume, the operating cost of nuclear is de minimis in comparison to those other two forms. However, you know, the political environment is not healthy for construction of nuclear plants in this country, and the capital outlay to build a nuclear plant is very, very significant and capital intensive. So again, there's been lesser of an appetite, you know, to continue to build on that particular form of energy. But, you know, the results speak for themselves. You know, we have nuclear plants that have been online for 40 to 60 years in this country and have provided a very reliable form of energy to us. So, you know, it's just a matter of whether our society is going to have an increasing appetite for that alternate form of energy versus, you know, the old, you know, carbon-based mainstays that we've used.
Right. Well, absolutely. Again, thank you for taking the time to really address that, because I think it's a fascinating concept. Coming up, entertainment and national news live out of Charlotte. Thank you very much for stopping past. You're welcome to hang out with us as long as you want to. CeeLo? You're talking on mute, my friend. You're talking on mute. Toya or Domer. Anything else from Jonathan before we move on in the show?
I just had a question for him. If he could talk a little bit more about the difference between receiving just standard energy, you know, through your energy provider, and how you can actually opt out of the standard delivery if you're in a deregulated state, and what you need to do to learn about your options and how you can go about switching to an alternative delivery method.
I absolutely would be happy to speak to that. You know, right now in when you look at a map of the United States, in fact, let me just access the map that I have right here on my PC. When you look at the United States, there are roughly 20 states that have some form of energy deregulation on the books. And, you know, I'll just name those states off real quickly for you. You know, Texas, Georgia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, which is where you know, Ignite has energy operations, but you also have the states of Florida, Virginia, Kentucky, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, New York, New Jersey, Delaware, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Maine, Oregon, California, and Arizona that have some form of energy deregulation on their books. So within those states, you know, how does that benefit the end consumer? Well, let me explain the difference between a regulated energy market and a deregulated energy market. In a regulated energy market, it is characterized by no choice. There is an incumbent utility that has been licensed by the Public Service Commission, Utility Service Commission, whatever variant of that public regulatory entity that controls the electricity or natural gas utility in that market. You know, they basically license that one entity to be the generator, the seller, and the deliverer of that energy to the end consumer in that market. They're responsible for the lines, the wires, the poles. They're responsible for, you know, the maintenance of the infrastructure. They're responsible for reading the meter. They're responsible for taking care of any outages. Okay? Now, the Public Service Commission also sets the maximum rate that incumbent utility can charge the end consumer by law. So if you're the only game in town, venture a guess what that incumbent utility charges the end consumer. Not hard to figure out. They charge you the maximum amount that they can by law, okay? Now, enter deregulation. deregulation came about because the legislatures of these states, you know, came to the conclusion that it is a good thing to afford the consumer choice. Because with choice comes what? Competition. With competition comes what? Lower prices. But there's also an ancillary benefit, you know, improved customer service. Because if you don't like the service that you're getting from the incumbent, you get to do what? You get to be a free agent in the deregulated energy market. You get to vote with your feet, and you get to choose an energy provider that you believe is going to afford you a better service proposition. You know, be that in the form of a lower cost of your energy, or be that, you know, in a more friendly and be that a more friendly, consumer-friendly interaction with that utility when there's a need to address an issue that you may have. So, you know, intercompanies like Ignite, you know, intercompanies like Stream Energy, Ambit, some of the other players that are out there, that have taken advantage of, again, this massive shift in state legislatures, you know, helping out the end consumer by affording them choosing a lower cost supplier of their energy. So how does that work mechanically? You know, the way that works is that, say, for instance, in a deregulated state like Maryland, where I live, okay, I, as the end consumer, you know, am in the market that is a Baltimore gas and electric market, okay? So if I wanted to change my energy supplier, all I had to do is I call up, you know, or, you know, say the, in my own case, you know, I exercise my choice by enrolling with Stream Energy. How does that enrollment process work? Basically, when I choose that energy supplier, I enroll through the Stream Energy website. I go through their four or five rate plans. I choose a rate plan that I'm most comfortable with, all of which are less than the supplier price that BGE charges in this market. I pick the one that's most comfortable for me. I go through a confirmation call where literally Stream Energy validates my decision to choose Stream Energy as my supplier. So we make sure that this practice called slamming doesn't occur, i.e. someone illegally switching someone to a different service provider without their express permission. So once that QC call is made, you know, 3 business days, I'm a customer of that new supplier, and I'm saving money in terms of kilowatt, you know, cents per kilowatt hour versus the incumbent. And so what does that look like? You know, can that be material? Well, when I look at my kilowatt per hour charge today versus what it was before I switched to Stream Energy, I save about 11% in this market. You know, the average is going to be anywhere from 3 to 10, 12%. So that can be material, you know, particularly if you're a large consumer of energy. You know, if your energy bill on average is $200 a month and you're able to save 10%, well, 10% of $200 is $20. Well, $20 times 12 is $240. Just exercising that simple choice for free is like taking a whole month worth of energy bills out of your budget by exercising that choice for free. So this is a material service that we provide to our customers by educating them, you know, about that choice that they have for free. Hence, you know, I get to bless people for free every day.
Right. Exactly. Right. So, yeah, people, educate yourself. You don't necessarily have to stay with who you're with. You can save money and earn money as well if you have Stream Ignite in your area. Not all deregulated states currently have Ignite in their area, but if you do, it's something to look into, because you'll be making money off of money you have to spend anyway. So we definitely appreciate that information, Jonathan.
Absolutely. Glad to be on the show.
Oh, not a problem. We'll have to have you back after we take the time to learn a little bit more about alternative energy.
No, he stimulated me.
Thank you
very much, sir.
Absolutely. Glad I could participate. Well, you guys have a great night. I certainly enjoy the show. We're welcome the opportunity to come back at any time.
All right. Thank you again.
Yes, thank you.
And all right, you guys have a great night and be blessed.
All right, you too. It's about 11:25 here on the East Coast. We want to take a short break, and after that, we'll be blessed by Madam CeeLo Boston with the entertainment and national news. No? You're not going to do that tonight, CeeLo?
Oh, excuse me. I didn't know my mic was on.
What's the what about? I mean, hello.
Wow, that was a blooper.
We'll be back. We'll be back, everybody. It's 11:25.
Yes. You're in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
Out here on the grind, looking out for my, racing for the starlight, running out of time. I just wanna shine, nothing to be high. High of the high life is me, they say I'm high. I own this city, sick. I own this city, sick. I own this city, sick. I own this city, sick.
In a mission, foes try to hold a submission, but they can't slow what is written. Play my hand, never fold to the system, holes in the glitches. Rather be blind in the mirror with no vision. Wait, fueled by the hate in the distance, the hisses. You can hear the snakes in the distance, straight hard work and persistence. No book repetition, no days off, no break in the mission. Faith in the wishing, so blessed I, lyrically baptized, believing the all fly. The city is all mine. All time background soaked in it for 4 years and 4 minutes. I'm so Guinness in the flames, see a slow image of the future. Now let's shake hands, happy to introduce you, M.A.C.
Out here on the grind, looking out for
mine,
racing for the spotlight, running out of time. I just wanna shine, nothing to be
about pain, yeah. And I don't mean that one with that big ass chain. Nah. Told me don't mess up the MC name. Nah. Who you think I am? MC Brain. Now I'm staring at the world from the top floor. Kevin missed the big shot and went hot sauce. Went from being dropped off to taking the whole hood offshore, off the Florida and cross the border. Boston, Georgia, the mic recorder. Got money, now my life in order. Real world on my shoulders. Top heavy Cobra, free from the pedal, now my feet on the pedal. Now I wanna scream loud like steam from a kettle. Now I gotta put the beach on my level. We either come together or run forever. Sink or swim, get your trunks together. I run this city.
Out here on the grind, looking out for mine, racing for the starlight, running out of time. I just wanna shine, nothing to be high.
What up with everybody? What's going on? Thank you for rocking with us. 917-889-3926. And thank y'all for listening out there online. We appreciate you. Yeah. And thank
Hump Day
you,
Wednesday in the city. Do we not have news tonight, or have we already covered news?
We covered the news.
Okay.
What's going on with
okay.
Yes,
as long as we know that we've already covered news. Thank you for telling us.
Right. I mean, I guess it is about time to hit. You know. Okay. Now this is what I can do for you guys. Right. If you'll stop for a second. Let me try this.
Wow.
So the chick that was locked up for 2 years, she's back on U.S. soil. And, oh, my gosh, have you guys seen the tweet that it's tweet for job? I shared it on Facebook. If you out there have no idea what I'm talking about, go to my Facebook page, CeeLo Boston. It's Facebook. Yeah, just type in CeeLo Boston. I'll pop up. But, yeah, it's where you're tweeting your senator, or your congressperson, rather, to have them, pass the Jobs Act that President Obama is pushing, which is, something that's very relevant, something that we've been talking about, the last, here lately, period. It's
mm-hmm.
We're trying to find different ways to maintain and sustain our life force at this point. So the jobs that need to be created, even by what we were speaking of this evening with the renewable energy, that creates jobs. That creates small businesses that can turn into larger businesses. I mean, the thing is that right now, whatever moves we make next, are going to count for our children and for the generation behind us. And the thing is, we have to leave them more than we were left. And so the choices that we make, regardless of, is with our careers, our education, our source of energy, or what have you. We have to start paying attention and making informed decisions. As I love to quote Ms. Domare. She loves to say, making informed decisions, and she's absolutely right, even though she's been quiet tonight. Yeah. And that's all I have to say about that. Oh, that was part of my news. Okay, sorry. Okay, so then, have you guys heard about, there's been an increase in children being shot in school. So a lot of parents have been, trying to homeschool their children, which, in some instances is positive because the children can get the attention that they need, that one-on-one. But then at the same time, their social skills suck because they don't know how to make friends unless they have, siblings or, more than two siblings in the household. So, okay, cool. I'm going to have to block you, babe. Turn your mic off. I know it's you.
Oh, wow.
How do y'all feel about that? Seriously. The tweet for jobs, the urgency.
Anything that's going to help, help to push, to push the message is a good thing in my opinion.
Right.
But the people who make the decisions, they're not on Twitter. So I assume this is about, a movement. The politicians.
They're
the ones who need the contact.
Right, but they're on Twitter. They have Twitter accounts. They get in trouble for tweeting while they're in session.
Okay, I'm gonna make just a thought and say, some Congress people are on Twitter. I doubt if all Congress people are on Twitter. And even if they are, is it really them or is it aides, on Twitter? Celebrities aren't even on Twitter. It's people who work for them that's really on the Twitter. But anything, to your point, anything that's going to help to stimulate the message and going to, help the overall movement, I think is good. You know, it doesn't sound like the people that matter really, you know, want to support this bill. So it's going to take the constituents to really influence, you know, their leaders, the people we've hired, to get behind it.
Well, see, the thing is this, that, like, I totally understand your stance, and regardless of if their representatives or assistants or whomever are responding, I mean, just like the letters people send in, unless they watch them open it up, then they're not sure that the response they get are from the congressman or state representative on in which they, you know, reached out to or wrote letters to or called or what have you. They don't know that they're actually talking to the representative, even if they're calling in. But the thing is that if we don't stand for anything, we'll fall. I mean, if we don't stand for something, we'll fall for anything.
Very true.
You know,
no,
so again, I will share the tweet for jobs and in that to alleviate for the ones you're saying that are not on Twitter. When you click on it, it takes you to a place where you can put in your zip code and it will give you your closest representative. But you are absolutely right, Mr. Hyman. Not all congressmen and state representatives or government officials are on Twitter. However, there are a lot of other constituents of our own that are. And so it's like if we can reach out and form the people that we're supposed to be, you know what I'm saying, to get us back to where we were, the top of the country, that's what we have to do. We got to man up or woman up. We got to person up. Yeah, you can't. People can't even be called man, a boy, a girl now. I mean, they're trying to make that a option, whether to choose.
What?
Yes, what? This is something I saw. I know I just kind of just slid right into it, but it made me think. Where people are really trying to get a bill passed to, you know how they have boy, well, male, female, or male, female person. So if you don't want to be recognized or a male or a female, you can be recognized as a person. They're trying to fight for this to pass. It's not passed yet, but yes, be considered a person and not a gender. Yeah, that was a whole bunch of information in one.
Yeah, so much. I think we can take a break. We'll be right back after this one. It's 11:37.
That's not what I
want. Kush on track.
Oh my God.
It's our show.
Purchase your tracks today.
We can take flight, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let's take flight. I can give you what you want, it's so what you need. So from the take flight, baby, ride with a G.
Yeah, you fine. 5, 4, 3.
three, two, one, let's take flight. I'm a youngin' on fire. I can take you higher. So tell me what it is. Where you wanna go? Can knock your walls down. Let's go shut them all down. Let's smoke this drug. I'm feeling right. Banana got a red bone. Looking like my wife. Spin it up from head to toe. Feeling like a movie scene. Smell like a million. Do it like a trillion. Double middle fingers up. I'm cheating on your children. I'm on that big boy shit. Like the B in front of billion.
Baby, if you wanna smoke,
we can taste it.
No dumb hoes, a place nobody know about. Get away so we can beat this one and two, that's you and me. You go to work, I'm in the Navy, no babies. We were the three. Love is what I witnessed when we kiss and move my spirit. I'm so serious, pay a visit, end up giving you the business. No, you heard the lies, guess I'm even claim to witness how I'm fucking up their heart. They say I'm playing with their feelings. Red bone, that's in school, plus attitude, what I'm into. Nice dance with a pretty face, good talk game, and men too. Ain't scared to do the other things with them other girls ain't used to. I had to do this for all my ladies, so this song for all of you.
Baby, if you wanna smoke, we can taste like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let's taste like. I can give you what you want, so what you need, so pump your taste like. Baby, ride with a G.
WHAC. We'll be back after this joint right here, y'all. Inside Hump Day Wednesday.
Yes, you are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live.
When you left me, I felt lost. But I'm glad when I saw you, we were able to patch things up.
And even though we can't be together, I'm glad we can at least be friends.
None of your business if I've done with him yet.
I don't ask you questions about your girlfriend.
Okay, fighting, fussing, sleeping elsewhere, out on the couch, girl, and for what? Don't wanna touch her, she don't wanna touch him, going through his phone bill, and for what? Both got restraining orders down at the magistrate, found where that girl live, and for what? Used to be his number one, brought her from Charlotte, lived at his mama's house, and for what? Alright, when he was working out in Maine, he got a taste of Badium and went CRAZ. Flew him in, flew him out, yeah, he did his thing. Only excuse he could use, she was gaining weight. I guess he really wanted to be free. She used to be like the front of King Magazine, hoping to be his wife, recall his man's wedding. Even the bride family's looking like she can get it. He met a girl that looked like you, and he swore that she looked like you. But once he saw that she act like you, he had to get out and find someone new. Ayo, he had to get out and find someone new. Ayo, he had to get out and find someone new. Ayo, he had to get out. Ayo, he had to get out. Ayo, he had to get out and find someone new. Okay. Lil' youngin' from the Midwest was still meals out of beds, left people jobless. But she was brought from a show to life. Auntie and Miss Flo try to raise a bright. Private school up to 12th grade. Took a test, chose to go to Virginia State. Okay, they say she got wide open. You know how rumors spread when them girls be hating on ya. Got involved with a new friend while her heart was still tied to her ex-man. With friends, she moved to Atlanta. Never thought that this friend would abandon her. Friend never thought she'd abandon him. Got a son together, now they up in mediation. And they can't act cordial. That's what happens when speed takes the cold. Yeah, she met a guy that looked like you.
Whoa.
And she swore that he looked like you.
Oh.
But once she saw that he act like you, she had to get out and find someone new. Ayo, she had to get out and find someone new. Ayo, she had to get out and find someone new. Ayo, she had to get out. Ayo, she had to get out. Ayo, she had to get out and find someone new. And my story, so what the same? I mean, as far as this music game goes, you don't suppose I've been ignoring my loved ones set to get these millions? For instance, my sister had my second niece, while I still ain't seen my first niece. Could it be? Sometimes chasing your dream resembles tragedy when it comes to family. Or maybe I'm meant to be alone. I'm saying, it's always problems when I'm back at home. I mean, my mama stays there in conflict.
I love you, mama.
And my brother still banging beats in a basement. But my girl, she be courageous hearted. She stay killing the corporate world. Got them paying for it. So I shall not become emotional. I will kill every beat and stay devotional. Let's live.
Yeah.
I had a life that looked like this. And I swore.
Or the body mass index is something, you know, that if it's 27 or greater, then guess what? You're classified as overweight or just flat out unhealthy. Are you fat or are you fit? If that makes you feel uncomfortable, 9 times out of 10, you're probably fat.
Please hang up and try again.
Contact with Jonathan, you can contact him at phone number 615
615-293-2956. Again, the number is 615-293-2956. And the website is www.myutilityincome.igniteinc.biz. The website address again is myutilityincome.igniteinc.biz. So, yeah, or, you know, if you want more information, hit me up. Be well. Madam Boston at hotmail.com. Gotcha, gotcha.
No doubt.
Why is it right so quick? Where's Dee Dee? There's why.
I'm here.
Hi, darling. How are you doing? I haven't heard anything from you this evening. I missed you. Where's your voice? Where's your beautiful voice?
I'm sorry. My beautiful voice was been running around this shop, and I didn't want all the background noise and the echoing. I'm actually just finishing up. Over here at the shop.
Right, it wasn't easy.
Huh?
Yeah, congratulations, Dee Dee.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, I'm very proud of you, sweetheart. I really am proud of you and happy for you. Peace and blessings to you.
Thank you. I can't wait to it. What I just showed y'all in the picture was just a little bit. I went in to do some more and some more. I just can't wait to, you know, it's all done. I can start. I can see everything now, and it's just feeling so good, and I'm so motivated and amped and psyched and pumped that, you know, start blessing other people. I can't wait.
Can I be the first one to get rubbed on in there?
Come on, baby.
All right. Just let me know when I'm going to be there.
Wait till I get the rug. I got to get the rug for the floor. Hold on. I can't let y'all
hey,
step on cold floors.
BB, are you going to have a hot young assistant?
Oh, let me tell you, the dress code, you got to wear tight black yoga pants, and you got to have on a polo a three-button collar shirt, but you got to leave the three buttons on because you got to have girls, and they got to sit up. You can't have saggy girls.
Hold on, Dee Dee. Now, I'm going to need some kind of other pants to put on, though. My butt isn't big like it used to be no more. So, like...
Okay, we're going to get you some butt pants. I've seen some in the store.
Hey, Dee Dee, I want to be a customer. I want to be a customer, Dee Dee.
Come on, baby. Come on, because my girl's going to look good.
When's the opening day,
get to the reception. You got to have boobs in the butt. But, CeeLo, we'll work with that.
Okay, thank you. Look, let me tell you this. I used to be big to my hips used to be big to the point where I tried to get a job at Hooters one time, and they told me my hips were too big because you had to sit on the bar stool, and if your hips hung over the side, you were too wide. Straight.
Wow.
Up.
Well, that's all black women.
They had. I don't know, but whatever. So
that's
we've had a beautiful.
Me.
Yes, and congratulations again.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, do you have an official opening, grand opening date, or are we still? Is that still tentative?
I'm gonna say it's still tentative only because in the next couple of weeks I have a lot of in and I'm gonna be in and out, in and out. Just with a lot of family situations and issues, going out of town and back and forth and stuff. So I don't want to say a date. I don't want to put a date quite yet because I know I'm going to be in and out, in and out. So it's tentative. More information to come, definitely.
Okay, so can we say at least by the end of 2011, we're going to have a New Year's party?
It's like this. I can open one room. Matter of fact, two rooms are ready to go right now as we speak. Two rooms in the bathroom. So actually, I am operable. However, I just don't want anyone to come in and it not be complete. I want to make sure when I look at it, I say, this is how I want it. Now, you know, so, and I don't want to backtrack. And I'm finding like I'm running into a lot of things that's taking me back. Like tonight when I was in there, I just found some water damage in one of my walls that I had no idea had water damage at all. So it's like, okay, I'm backtracking on certain things. It's like I can't open on my conscience knowing that certain things aren't right.
Have to do right, exactly. But, I mean, that's what a good business owner does and which we talk about constantly on this show is, you know, about being certain and taking the right, you know, steps and, you know, taking your time, not just, you know, jumping out there, because it's a lot more steps to your dreams than the visions that you see in your mind.
Absolutely. And, you know, and it's definitely a learning process, and you learn so much, and especially when you're doing stuff, when you have to be the construction crew. So, you know, I am learning so much along the way. So it took, in my mind, I didn't see my vision lasting. I didn't see the process taking this long. Needless to say, I'm glad and appreciative and very thankful that it has taken this long.
Right. And the thing, yeah, and it's beautiful. And, you know, we all are here. We all have your back. So, you know, you're not in it alone at all. And just for that, I'm going to say that, Dee Dee, you just blessed us with the empowerment moment. And this is what you get for your empowerment moment.
This is your dude, T.M. Hyman, your hip-hop performer, coming to you with your Empowerment Sunday word.
Okay, well, it was supposed to say Wednesday, but y'all know what I mean.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Thank you,
yeah, you're crazy.
Hey, you know, love me, though. That's what it's all about. Yeah. Yeah, boy.
We love you, CeeLo. We love you.
No doubt. That was a good try, though. I like that.
Yeah. Well, how about this? We're going to let everybody soak all that in and tell them that money can't buy them love, but it damn sure can buy you renewable energy.
And a massage.
Can't buy me love.
Okay, look, Ma, can't change what I are. I let her drop the roof on the Maserati with two girls in the coupe that love the menage. Laid up, Ritz-Carlton, getting massage. I let her hit the street in that chromed out car. Hit the nightclub post at that bar. Smoke in the air till I float on Mars. Hit an endless highway, coast to barge. If you a rider, let's float to Mars. And I'ma bring you closer to the stars. But baby girl, yeah, you know I love the street life. I'm probably hugging the corner under the street light. I'm probably in the club doing what he like. And he like to be free. And he like beautiful women around here. Women in South Beach, the women in Cali. Come on. I do what I love, this is natural. Let's think rational. Should I fight my desires until I'm up in the casket, yo? Well, if you're asking, no, that's why I'm in the party. Can't see, I'm high through the Cardi. I love the night light, the bright lights. Brown skin, waist trim, she my night wife, yeah. Okay, and maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I should be living how they telling me, baby. But why they don't pay me? I'm cakey, they think they living the fast life until they race me, yeah. In the city so electric. I can't fight the connection. Let me put it in perspective. Come on.